You're listening to
Twisted Tropes.
Familiar settings.
Wild new tales.
Now on with the story.
Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance. Episode 7, Seances and Surprises, or the Belladonna of the Ball. Last time on Scandals and Scavengers. After her night out on the town, Ruby returned to find both dolls in one crib, one cradling the other. And if that wasn't spooky enough, she then dreamed about seeing her own memories from a different point of view. That of someone standing behind her, looking over her shoulder, and moving closer and closer to herself as the memories approached the present. Things didn't get much better when she woke up. Mr. Robo stopped by Rhinelander Hall again, this time with some paperwork for Ruby to sign. Only she couldn't read the strange symbols on the page. On the other side of town, Mary, as Belladonna, met Nicodemus at the Gadwallow Estate to set up the room for the seance. A papier-mâché idol large enough for Nick to hide inside was erected as the control center for their scam. The juice would be brought. Samuel finally had time to look through his late husband's effects and found a surprise, a letter of commendation for saving another serviceman's life. One second Lieutenant Morton Salt. And in his boxing shed, Salt worked out the stresses of the morning while memories of getting thrown out a window and struck by magical lightning flashed through his head. But after all of this, it was time for the ball. Samuel was in for a shock when his brother-in-law, Nathaniel, arrived, enfolding him in a warm embrace. It seemed Nathaniel had been out on military assignment and had just returned to Neo-Britannia. Mary, in search of information and in possession of a flask from Ruby, sought out Edgewater to get the scoop on the town's gossip, but instead started to notice a new appreciation amongst the eligible attendees for her uptight pseudo-cousin. Avoiding the boredom of an average ball, Ruby followed Reuben to a secret card game in the garden. Meanwhile, Salt confronted Beardeer about why she was always trying to thwart Lefroy's attempts to court Fiona. She confessed that one day she would retire and she wanted to find a partner for Fiona who could keep her safe, and that person was not tiny, little Lefroy. But that wasn't the only upset of the evening, because Albion Clarence presented a Major Corny to Edgewater for a dance. Noticing this from across the room, Samuel began to approach, when a man in shiny military-issue boots, Second Lieutenant Desmond Gammabloom, stepped up to speak with Corny. Samuel immediately recognized Gammabloom as the man who pushed for a hostile takeover of his homelands, and the man who was supposed to mail two letters for Henry. And with that, I think we had better return to Lady Gadwallow's ball.
All right, second half of the Gadwallow ball. Here we are. Desmond was just recognized. Desmond Gammabloom, second lieutenant, right hand of the late Major Henry Drake.
Is he being accompanied by the big burly man who was just talking to Miss Clarence, or is he moving by himself?
He is moving by himself.
I would like to make an approach.
Alrighty.
If he does not see me coming, I will greet him by his rank. Second Lieutenant Gammabloom.
Lord Drake. It's good to see you in good health. How are you faring?
As best as one could, given the situation.
Yes, yes. Tragic, tragic accident.
Sorry, Beau is making some interesting faces across the table.
I just don't like how he said that.
Yeah.
Tragic accident.
I don't like his tone.
Did he murder your husband? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What do you call it, a happy accident?
It was the wink and the air quotes that
yeah,
really did
true.
It for me.
Yeah.
Yes, tragic indeed. Now, I don't know how exactly close you were with my late husband. But one thing I found interesting, I've been trying to collect his affairs and things like that. And I do remember there was two parcels I believe he entrusted to you. Did those make their intended destination?
Oh, anything that your late husband and my commanding officer gave to me to put in the post was most assuredly put where it was destined, yes.
And again, forgive me. I was... Henry did his best to coach me on the goings-on of the military and the court here. But when you all were stationed out in the Wildlands, how was post handled? Was there a runner?
Yes, there we would... put everything in one sort of bin, and then there would be an emissary sent. There would be basically one of our scouts who took the job and got it sort of as a reward posting. So to be able to come home out from the front lines was a bit of a break.
Would you happen to know who was on that detail around that back then in those days, or if there was any sort of clerk whose job it was to organize the mail and make sure it was ready for delivery?
Oh, that would take quite a bit of legwork to track down. It has been 6 months, and things have been moving apace in terms of integrating our two societies out there. You'll pardon my curiosity, but this is an odd line of inquiry.
Just maybe the ramblings of a grieving man. Just really trying to track down anything I can. Henry never really told me what was in one of those envelopes, and it was just something curious of a widow.
Ah, well, it was not my place to question the captain, so.
Before I make this decision, I do need to ask. I know some things were raised. Did he ever say anything directly to me that might have been uncouth or call into question my honor back in the day?
It is funny you mention that. He never said anything directly to you.
That fucker.
You are now a lord, and that seems to have changed things. But out in your homelands, and when you were in negotiations, it was comments just loud enough for you to hear said to Henry. When he was stationed and assisting Henry after you were wed, he was always reporting to Henry and taking commands from Henry. There was never any consultation or even acknowledgement because it was strictly military rank.
And then those comments, were those secondhand through Henry, I heard about them, or I was there at the negotiation table when he raised those objections to Henry?
Oh, he was at the table, and it was like, Captain, I still say that if we are not going to make any progress on this front, we can simply mount an offensive and take this by force.
Perfect. Then this feels wholly justified to me, so that comment about I would never question my commanding officer, I will specifically say, that's funny. That doesn't quite ring true from what I remember, and I will give him the dab salute and
ooh,
walk off.
Hell yeah. Oh,
Lieutenant, have a good
yes.
evening.
Ooh. A spite dab.
Dab on him. Dab on him.
Can okay. I roll perception to see if I see a dab pop up from across the room?
Go for it.
14.
Yeah, that is not a common thing, especially in a ballroom to see.
I'm just going to cut my head and see who that was.
Sparkling blue dragonborn and a sparkling silver cloak walking away in a bit of a huff.
It's the best way to exit a situation in full huff.
I see him before I go, by Jove, I think he's got it.
He's picking up this lord thing. Wow.
Too bad you're not a spellcaster. You could have been Huff the Magic Dragon.
Oh.
All right. So you have had words with your late husband's second in command. Where else do we want to go? You are currently playing cards outdoors, Ruby.
I am. Whenever that does end, I am going to find my way back inside. But for now, I'll stay outside.
Okay. Are we feeling Edgewater or Salt? What are we feeling?
Salt's just keeping an eye on Lefroy, mulling over some of what Beedier said to him. and looking to see, you know, how is his charge is handling himself on an evening he spent more. He seems to be more on his own, going out more on his own than he was the night before. Kind of watching and seeing how he's doing.
He's not socializing as much as I think either you or his mother would like to see. Mm. He is sort of trailing to try to get on Fiona's dance card.
Gotcha. Okay.
As the sole and first daughter of a, you know, fairly respected house.
Mm.
There is no shortage of suitors, but it seems like Lefroy and Oscar particularly are the most committed.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely has some others.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he's not diversifying his interest and asking other young ladies to dance in the meanwhile.
Gotcha. Okay. And yeah, I suppose
one might say Lefroy is looking a tad thirsty.
Is Oscar with people other than Fiona?
After he gets his dance, mm-hmm. and then has to back off for a little while, yeah, give me a perception check.
Cool. 8.
You kind of lose him in the crowd.
I'll go over. I'm kind of looking for Lefroy. I'll glance around and find the Seltzers, Pilar and Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
And are they busy? Are they engaged in?
Oh, they are in full, full, slightly tipsy, raucous conversation with some of the other parent nobles.
Gotcha. In that case, I'll leave them be and just kind of make a note that maybe want to check in with them later.
Alrighty.
Is Pierre tipsy?
I mean, as tipsy as you've seen him.
Okay.
He doesn't really react.
Okay. Yeah.
Normally,
it's not like a shock of how loosened up he's been.
No. He slightly smiles.
All right.
So,
I'll take it.
Wow. Yeah.
He is clearly in his cups. Edgewater has an impending dance with the major.
I think she dances with the major.
His form is perfect. He's a perfect gentleman. Perfect time. And very crisp bow afterwards. It is clearly a man who loves procedure and rules.
Thank you very much, Major. That was a delightful dance.
Thank you, Miss Clarence.
And Edgewater will immediately look around for Ruby. And when she doesn't find Ruby, she will look for her other best friend, Mary Smith.
Karma.
What have I done?
Does she see Mary Smith, though?
I'm trying to stealth right now, so I'll roll stealth if I may.
I think you're going to have to. And while you're at it, Mary, you can also roll a perception check for me.
That is a 15 stealth, and then perception, you said? 13.
12 perception.
Okay, so Edgewater cannot spot Mary.
I'm like behind a potted plant. I see her walk like directly in front of him. I'm just like, oh shit, she's looking for me.
Who is closest to Edgewater at this point? Anybody that she knows?
You do see Gladstone and Nigella. They have just come off the floor.
Oh, Gladstone. It's so wonderful to see the two. And Miss Razorstorm, it's good to see you.
Ah, Miss Clarence, are you enjoying the evening?
Yes, I am, rather. It's delightful, isn't it?
Yes, especially when one has charming company to spend it with.
You are a wonderful person.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And you yourself cut quite a dashing figure with the major in that last dance.
Oh.
It was, one might say, textbook precision.
Yes.
Well, Edgewater has always been a very, very accomplished student when it comes to things being done precisely. And, you know, following along exactly as expected.
Yeah.
She did a number on me, getting me to kind of shape up so I could be, presentable and not an embarrassment to those of you who have a little bit more refinement.
Gladstone, you could never be an embarrassment.
I think my outfit choice the other night might disagree.
Okay, a bit awkward, but maybe not an embarrassment.
Nigella just sort of like laughs and just sort of pats Gladstone's arm. She is gloved.
Of course.
Am I close enough to be like, oh, like behind my plant?
Peering
to be ferns. To be kind of eavesdropping.
You have other problems right now.
That's true. I got a lot on my plate.
Because you see one of the household staff come up and seem to exchange frantic words with Lady Gadwallow.
Okay, can I read their lips from across the room?
Oh yeah, make a perception check.
I can.
Okay, well what did you get?
I got a six.
Okay, well you've only got her the Lady Gadwallow's side of the conversation. Okay. It's more of a like how clear is your view of both sets?
Mm-hmm.
So you get, what do you mean? She is not here yet.
Okay. All right,
I'm planning on making my announcement in 20 minutes. If she is not here in 20 minutes, I am going to look a fool.
That's fine. I can work with 20 minutes. Okay. You know what? Part of me was going to try and like, you know, I'm having the feeling like maybe Ms. Edgewater has more within her than she's able to let out. And maybe she has some potential. But also... Mm-hmm. I don't give enough of a shit yet to like prioritize it, really. So I'm a file away for later to like maybe suss that out. But I'm gonna go get ready. So I'm going to, you know, fade into the background and find somewhere discreet to change my appearance.
Easy enough. You are practiced at becoming one with the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get into your alter ego and get into the seance room undetected.
Okay, excellent. So I find some sort of like wash closet, and so I can like look at myself in a mirror and really get in the zone, you know? So my eyes go very dark, you know, almost like the same color as my pupils, and my hair, I take my hair out of its very tight, plain bun and I braid it back, and I braid kind of this copper wiring into my braid and across my forehead to, you know, really zone in on my third eye, you know. I have a pendant for Saint Linda on my third eye.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I remove an outer layer of my skirt, so I have my gown underneath is a much more like slender cut. It's not a full ball gown because I'm not Belladonna is not a lady of the court. She is but a humble servant of the spirits. And so she has a very kind of plain dark gown on that has, you know, these plates of metal kind of cascading down it. It's very reflective to really maximize all the light that happens during the seance. And her, you know, she has a very dark brow and changes her makeup somewhat so that her lips are a lot fuller and darker, and her face is paler. And she, you know, for someone who really had been studying Mary's face for a really long time, would see similarities, but not really. And definitely the ambiance around me helps distract. And I have my last touch is I have these big old mystical glasses that I put on that make my eyeballs look huge, absolutely gigantic.
They're in fact literal Coke bottle lenses.
Yes. Yeah. So my eyeballs are like four times bigger all of a sudden. There's more this copper chain kind of as a glasses chain keeping them on my head. And I will float out and find the hostess to announce myself. Or to arrive at the seance room, whichever.
You are here. That is fantastic. Okay. Well, you and your assistant did your spiritual cleanse in the seance room, and so why don't you get settled, and then I will invite the VIPs and some select guests in, and we can see what the spirit world is going to provide tonight.
You are truly too kind. The spirits I can already feel are truly grateful for your hospitality this evening.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. Oh, be the talk of the town tomorrow.
Oh, oh indeed. Mary's laying it on a little thick because she's settling into her character. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well, you get settled and I will be in shortly.
Indeed. I kind of wistfully float off, my eyeballs just reflecting every bit of light.
Fantastic. So you make your way into the seance room, and about 5 minutes later, there is a blast of air horns.
Subtle.
And two of the royal guard enter. And Queen Mara enters the ball.
Immediately hits the ceremonial dab.
Queen Mara is statuesque. She is a winged elf. Very rare of varial. She stands extraordinarily tall for an elf at 6'1". She has an eye patch of pebbled glass with one long scar that runs down underneath it. She wears a gown of mixed leather and chain and has a fairly pronounced cudgel on her hip. It looks as if someone has uprooted a number of street signs and has welded chunks of the post material, the unistrut, together at odd angles. So anyone on the receiving end of it would be horribly, horribly banged up. She is not one to be crossed. And she just sort of looks around and starts walking to a large seat that has been left open for her on a raised platform. It looks like, for those of us who would be in the know, it's actually the entire backseat of a minivan. And yes. The arms are a pair of small igloo coolers.
Cool.
Nice. So regal.
Hey, she has drinks there.
She just opens up.
Hey.
Nice.
Oh, Clarence cans. Every episode now. Every episode. Okay, so the queen has arrived. There are very few people who are interacting with her. She's just looking around and judging, paying a special attention to new people who are just out.
I think Edgewater is holding her breath because she looks down at her leather and chain outfit and just feels like she nailed it. Like, she is the belle of the ball right now. And doesn't know what to do.
Oh, that's funny for so many reasons. all right, fantastic. There are a few, each of the dukes and duchesses walk up and pay their respects, as well as a single baron, Nathaniel Drake.
Whoa.
There is an extraordinarily deep bow, and he sort of keeps his distance, and there is a quiet conversation that over the, you know, the music that has restarted, it is kind of impossible to hear. And he looks around and turns to his brother-in-law and beckons.
An introduction?
She doesn't look insulted to be addressed in conversation?
No.
Okay.
Make an insight check.
That's a nat one.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, also, very, like, she is stoic to a point of being almost mythic.
Okay.
Like, the figure that she cuts is authority incarnate. So it is, you know, it's she's hard to read.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, almost, like, professionally hard to read.
I will go up real quick. Either in Henry's coaching or my crash course from Edgewater, would it have come up if maybe I said, you know, Yeah, I know the titles. It's like dukes or graces, and then you get the lords. So obviously it'd be like, Your Majesty. Exactly. What I have been keyed in to make sure.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Because Edgewater is not going to... Edgewater is not the type of person to leave a dangling possibility out there.
Thank God I met her. I don't think it... This is something even when he tries to be the Mustang, he can't help but feel out of water in this situation. Fish out of water. Will come up, follow his brother-in-law's example, a deepest bow. Your Majesty.
And I think Edgewater is off to the side watching this, but like kind of mouthing Your Majesty. Like,
Your Majesty, may I present my brother-in-law, the newly titled... Lord Samuel Drake.
Ah, our newest member of the peerage. Your husband did Neo Britannia quite the service in annexing your land. I hope we can make it a mutually beneficial experience for all. We do not seek needless conflict, and I truly hope we can bring something to your people to make them safer and more comfortable in the dangerous area that they find themselves in. It is a pleasure to meet you. How are you finding New Britannia as you make the transition?
Finally having been actually addressed with a question, don't speak unless spoken directly to. We'll repeat the bow. Your Majesty, thank you for the warm welcome and those kind words. I am already hoping to both benefit the Ton and my people mutually. Henry, my husband, was a faithful servant of yours and was an example of the grace and kindness that has been spoken about you and your rule. It has been an adjustment here. I will openly say that I am new to these customs, but they are not unwelcome, and I am finding myself adapting.
Excellent. All things in time. Well, we don't wish to take up all of your night. Thank you, Lord Drake, and Lord Drake. We will speak about the expedition more in the morning. You will, of course, be at the palace first light.
Yes, Your Majesty. I have revised the maps that I made, and we should be able to get more things ironed out.
Excellent. Now please, enjoy. The Lady Gadwallo did put on an impressive festivity.
And she just sort of dismisses you by reclining a bit more into the throne.
As best as I can, I'm assuming Nathaniel will be giving a bow to exit. I want to sync up as much as possible to provide a united front. Ooh. Of the Drake, the Drake family.
Excellent. Fantastic.
And then get to the bottom.
Hey, not bad, brother. Not bad. That was a whole lot, but I sort of figured it would be better to get out ahead and get you a little bit of FaceTime real soon.
Maybe just a friendly warning next time.
I can see where that probably would have been a little helpful, but here's the thing. Everybody in here just watch you hold your own with the Queen. So that's not nothing.
I wish I would have heard more about you from Henry. You are proving yourself to be his equal, and that is the utmost compliment.
We moved at the same pace in very different directions. So, I sort of understand, but I honestly wish I knew the guy that you met. Because we hadn't spoken a whole lot for like 4 or 5 years.
Well, again, when you're not busy leading expeditions for the crown, feel free to call on me and perhaps I can regale you with some stories of your late brother.
A bottle and some stories sounds good. Oh, and yeah, the whole expedition thing. I mean, someone's got to go explore and find the places that we want to, like, look into next, right?
I suppose so.
You move a lot faster when you're not dragging a whole army behind you.
Wise words.
Practical words. Now, I need another drink after that.
I think Edgewater would go up to Lord Drake now.
Lord Drake! I must applaud you. That seemed masterful.
I can only hope so. Thank you, 1,000 times. Thank you.
Of course. I'm very happy to have helped.
Everything. The etiquette, the outfit. I don't think I would have escaped that unscathed if it was not for your assistance, and I will not forget that.
That is very kind, but I think it was all in you.
Just a soft smile. Question for the DM. I did sign her dance card earlier. Did we have that dance before the Major's dance, or is that upcoming?
Ah, that will be upcoming.
Okay.
You were otherwise occupied at that slot, so...
What I will do after this little boost of confidence, I know I sent your dance card. If I might not be too presumptuous, can I actually slot down your final dance for the night?
Oh, of course. Here you are.
Scratch off the old sign and then put it down. Unless you'd like both.
Two are certainly proper. Anymore? Not okay, but two is just fine.
I'll leave the first one there.
Two dances, Edgewater. Oh my god.
Oh my. All right, fantastic. Ruby, you are going to make your way in right about now.
Yeah, I'm going to make my way in, and I'm going to see them talking, Edgewater and Lord Drake. And I'm just going to find myself near the buffet table. And I think I find myself close to Mr. Salt, if that's okay.
Excellent.
And this is kind of where he's been posted. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Salt, how are you doing today?
Miss Rhinelander, I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's I just wanted to extend my greatest thanks for helping my family out the other night.
Oh, of course. How is your father doing? I noticed, or I haven't seen him this evening.
Oh, you know, he is in a coma, but but he's okay. Yeah, he's breathing, so that's good.
That is a good start.
Yeah.
Generally, first and last on the checklist. Dear me, I would offer my assistance, although I don't know if there's much to do in the coma. My sympathies.
Oh, now that you say it, the doctor did take some blood a few days ago. I haven't heard back from him. I should probably circle back to that at some point. Thank you so much for the reminder. I appreciate it.
Of course.
How is your lord doing?
Mr. Seltzer, I think he's doing all right. He's, you know, welcoming his first time out. I think he's a little bit anxious, but he's as always, he continues to impress me.
Well, it's all right if it doesn't happen this time. Could always happen next year. Mm. I have a question. Have you ever dealt with dolls before?
Dolls?
Yeah.
Could you be more specific?
Yeah, just dolls. that are just like in a room that you haven't like been in your entire life.
I've entered rooms for the first time. That I've definitely done. Some were mine, some were not. I've seen many strange objects. I don't know that I've interacted with dolls that much. Dolls tend to be fragile and I tend to be clumsy, so I often don't find myself with... Have you found dolls recently?
Yeah, just in a room I've never been in my house, you know.
Hmm. This is like a basement or a storage area of some kind?
No, it's actually somewhere I pass by every day in my life. I just didn't know it was there.
Oh, it's funny how those things miss us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can pop up at the strangest time. Are you worried about the dolls? You seem...
I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found one cradling the other one.
Oh my god!
That's how you found them? That's how they were left when you first saw the room they were cradling each other?
No, but I assume somebody moved them like that, right? Somebody must have moved him, right?
I can't speak for your household, Ms. Rhinelander. I very rarely move my master's objects without his direction. I suppose I cleaned up after him when he was much, much younger, but that would be odd.
All right, good. I'll note that down. I have another question.
Fire away.
Yeah. When you see things, or do you look from, like, how do you see them? Like,
typically,
you know,
from above.
Right. Oh, right. You are looking up.
Yeah. This is three feet tall,
height difference.
Yeah, I understand that. But, like, do you, like, does it seem like you're looking over somebody's shoulder or no?
Generally, no. I mean, I am often directly behind someone, so I do often look over either Mr. Lefroy or Lady and Lord Seltzer's shoulder. I do often frequently look over someone's shoulder.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah, totally. That makes sense. Well, Mr. Salt, I just thank you so much for...
pleasure as always. And if should you or your father or your dolls ever require assistance, please do offer the... My house and myself would be happy to provide.
Oh, actually, thank you. One of their arms is broken. I'll send a calling card for you tomorrow to come fix it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that I think I could do just that.
It's cracked.
Yeah. What is it? If this is like wood or it's like metal or something?
Porcelain.
Porcelain.
Perfect. Absolutely. Do call on me and I shall do my very best. Can I roll an arcana check? Or maybe rolling into together your arcana or that body posture check from his experience with the like strange magics of outside the city to see if there's anything that rings a bell or anything.
This would be arcana. This is okay. Yeah, you're not really assessing specific
anything about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ruby seems fine.
Yeah, totally.
That's a 10 even.
I mean, yes, strange arcane magic, definite possibility.
But moving dolls is a new one.
Moving dolls is a new one.
Okay.
Moving dolls is definitely a new one for you. But yeah, I mean, magic makes a lot of explanations possible.
Mm-hmm.
Insanity, also not off the table.
Sure.
But possibly drunk. Who knows?
Oh, sure.
But yeah, I mean, like if giving the most benefit of the doubt, then yes, magic would be one of the top three that you'd go for.
Hello?
Hello. You have a special invitation from Lady Gadwallow.
Oh.
This is for your father.
Oh, thank you. He's not here tonight, but, I will, is it for me or for him? I'm sorry.
It would be for the highest ranking member of your family.
Then
that
I
is in attendance.
Then I guess it's for me. Thank you.
Excellent. And the footman walks off.
Congratulations, Miss Rhinelander.
Oh, well, thank you.
It is a very well calligraphied index card that is an invitation to attend as a guest of honor to a seance this evening.
Oh, my Lord. St. Linda, I am going to a seance tonight. I get, also, thank you so much, Mr. Salt. I do realize I forgot something, and I reach into my dress's pockets, because of course it has pockets,
mm-hmm.
And I pull out these rose-colored glasses, and I put them on, and they're in the shape of giant hearts, just to add a little flair.
Yeah. You are missing flair.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad
to have that.
They're absolutely stunning, Ms. Rhinelander.
We have gone from drab to fab.
Thank you. I must go find Miss Clarence. Please look out for my calling card tomorrow.
I will keep an eye out for it. Have a pleasant rest of the evening.
I will curtsy and I will leave.
And I will let out a huge...
I think I was holding my breath for that entire conversation. Just like, I'm going to pass out.
For that, I had to leave the room. My vision.
Yeah. Tunnel vision.
Like, he's going to drop.
I actually got lightheaded.
Ruby's fine.
Yeah, Ruby's fine. I'm going to a seance.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great.
Swear to God, if you bring some spooky shit into my seance...
I'm just bringing my little
self. Spooky shit in a seance, okay?
Speaking of which, the seance room is all decked out.
Mm-hmm.
There are candles burning. It smells incredible.
So much patchouli.
You wouldn't believe.
It is kind of a, like, there are definitely a few patchouli. There are a few seaside lavender. There are a few, like, really whatever jar candles you can find.
Yeah.
like evergreen off-season candles.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of sense.
Pumpkin spice, sense. Which was St. Linda's favorite.
Mm.
And you don't see Nicodemus.
Okay, excellent. As I expect, I am going to very loudly shout whisper,
Nick.
And you just hear a knock knock on the base of the plinth.
Excellent. I'll now get into my fake spiritual mindset. And I'll take a deep breath and I'll station myself beside the fireplace looking mystical.
Edgewater, your father comes up. Hey there. I don't know how full your dance card is, but we've got a the family's got an invitation to this Cianci thing.
Oh, seance! There's a seance here.
Oh, that's how you say it.
Oh, is it Madame Belladonna?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've heard so many amazing things about this woman. I cannot wait to witness. My dance card is. Well, I do have two dances coming up, but we should have enough time for the seance and the dances.
So, She's a big deal or something?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. In the Tawn, everyone wants Madame Belladonna at their gatherings.
You are aware that I am, in fact, a baron, right?
Yes, and Father, also but you're in the Tawn. A bit out of touch.
Oh, wow.
I love you, but really.
I guess it's hard being a simple jug merchant. But anyway, so we got this invitation. I'm going to get your brothers, and y'all can watch. I'm supposed to sit at some big table or something.
Can I bring friends, or just it's just the family?
I think it's just the family, but I mean, I don't know how many folks are gonna be there. So we'll see.
I'm just going to let the gentleman who's on my dance card. I'm just going to let him know that I'm going to the séance, and
that's That's probably a good idea. I'm glad you're getting out there a little bit.
Thank you.
So what did you think of Major Corny?
He's a perfectly lovely individual.
I can work with that. And he walks away.
I will go find Lord Drake.
Who has just received his invitation.
Lord Drake, is that what I think it is? I'm sorry, that's horribly rude of me. I should say that my family was just invited to a seance being led by Madame Belladonna. Do you also hold an invitation?
That seems to align with what is on the invitation of mine, yes.
Wonderful! Then we perhaps can go together.
You would know better than I how these work.
Well, it's mostly we'll all be standing in the same room, and we'll watch her do her magical spiritual thing. But we could walk in together.
Again, I don't quite know this, but this seems like I was picked especially. I think I was informed I will be seated specifically at the table.
Oh, you're to be a subject. Oh, this is wonderful. She is going to speak to any, you know, deceased relative. I'm sorry. I should have said that as a warning. It didn't occur to me. She is a medium who speaks with the spirits around us. I think perhaps you've been invited to sit at the table because of your deceased husband.
Well, this will be interesting. For my belief system, Henry's soul should have returned to the land. So I'm not sure he'll make an appearance tonight.
Do they not pop back up?
Like toast.
I'm not familiar with the major religions here in Neo-Britannia, but from where I'm from, it's yes, he would in a way. The grass that grows around that would then sustain the animals that feed upon it, that then would sustain us who live in the lands.
So his spirit could be in any of us
at this moment.
That's exactly what our belief system is.
Wonderful. Well, I think that Madame Belladonna then could definitely contact him, if that's what you would wish.
I think much like everything else that has been happening these past 3 days, I will find out when I get to it.
All right. I'm going to head in.
I will see you there, Miss Clarence.
Yes.
So over the next 10, 15 minutes or so, the room slowly fills up with you standing there looking mysterious by the fireplace. In attendance are the widows and widowers of the Ton. There are 7 in total. There is, of course, Lord Samuel Drake. There is Lady Eliza Carrington. There is Lord Albion Clarence. Lady Marietta Teague. Standing in for Lord Richard is Miss Ruby Grace Rhinelander. There is the hostess, Lady Lavinia Gadwallow. And there is His Grace Lord Neville Bloodaxe. And they all take their seats. The rest of the room sort of fills in with relatives. So most of the seats are taken.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Since I don't have any other family here, could I invite somebody else to come and hang out in the room with me?
Yes, you would have been your dad's plus one, so...
Can I invite a whole family?
As long as there's one person.
No, I was going to say, well, if I invite Lord Lefroy, his bodyguard would have to come with with him, correct?
I mean, he isn't taking up a seat. So, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go and invite Lord Lefroy to be my plus one in here. Make sure that this is a platonic invitation.
As soon as there's like a second pause as Ruby starts to walk away, I lean and I go, that's how they always start. Keep going.
In all seriousness, Mr. Thalt, she scares me.
I think that's wise. The ghosts, I think, will be the second worry in that room.
Yeah.
There's going to be like real ghosts?
I have no idea.
I'm down.
And I kind of look at him and I just kind of grab him by his shoulders and give him the little like chin down, hands up, little gesture we do at the end of training, like, focus up.
Let's do this.
And he strides in, his little legs going.
I love it.
And luckily, actually, the chair that was set aside for you is appropriately sized.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, good.
So it all comes out in the wash. So how would Madame Belladonna like to start things off?
I think first I'm going to, once I see that everyone's assembled, I will wave my hand and with the mage hand, close the door. With a snap.
You don't even have to.
Yeah.
Okay. That is Nicodemus's
okay,
sort
yeah,
of cue
fantastic.
List. He uses thaumaturgy and slam.
Yes. The spirits have joined us. And I'll kind of, and my arms are so flowy the whole time. I'm going to walk all the way around the table to get back up to the front of it to sit down and say, welcome, my brothers and sisters. Tonight, we will be communing with our beloved dead. Do not fear. St. Linda watches over us tonight.
Praise be, Linda.
Praise be, Linda. I feel your fear in this room. I feel your love, your grief, all are welcome. But don't interrupt or the spirits may be angry. I'm going to look around. My eyeballs, gigantic, making unnerving eye contact with everyone here. And then I'm going to sit very dramatically down and clear my throat and invite everyone to focus their spiritual energies into the space with us. I'm going to look around the people who are seated at the table, and I'd like to initially do a very quick little insight check or something to see who's in it right away and who might need convincing.
the people who are seated at my table.
Hey, so make your insight check. For the two players, you feel free to let her know whatever vibe you're throwing.
That's an 11.
Not there, my best. There is sort of cautious curiosity.
Okay.
Is sort of the prevalent sort of emotion. You're getting sort of varying degrees of that.
Mm-hmm. Edgewater's fully in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I see you from across the room and I'm like, okay, well, you know. if I get really desperate, I'll tag her in, you know.
Of the NPCs that are here, you guess that Lavinia is wholly bought in.
Yeah,
this is her idea after all. Marietta and Eliza are interested, maybe not necessarily believers.
Okay.
Albion and Neville are they're looking for a little something more before they totally buy in.
Okay.
I mean, Albion seems sort of like more bemused, like, well, this is kind of interesting, and Neville is just kind of guarded.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Neville is like he is stocky even by dwarven standards.
Yeah.
And like his beard is the width of his shoulders.
Okay.
Just like, yeah, he's like a ball of fur and muscle.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ruby's totally bought in, mm-hmm, and she looks a little scared, to be fully honest with you. She doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, I think I see Ruby and I'm like, okay, she seems like maybe she needs this more than normal. Weird, okay.
And I think I will ask everyone at the table to hold hands if they're gloved, you know. I'll see, like, you know, seems like everyone here is, it's appropriate, you know, everyone to hold hands, which is part of the risque nature of a seance. Is holding hands.
How close is Lefroy sitting to Edgewater?
Oh, let's say probably maybe like two seats down.
Okay.
All right. And I'll kind of wave my hand in the, you know, Q1 for Nick to flicker the flames in the room.
Okay. The flames gutter.
Yeah.
And he's adding a little spice to this because they suck down and then erupt and then come back down.
Well, I did ask him for juice, so.
And juice he's providing.
Yeah. And I go, I feel something. A presence. I hear a chugga-chugga. Chugga-chugga. The rattle of a wheel, perhaps. It's almost like a carriage or a cart. Some sort of very fine transportation vehicle. Someone's arriving.
Ruby clutches her, if she had pearls, she'd clutch her pearls.
you said that as clutching your chest, and I'm like, I don't think that's what you call them.
Yeah.
She's hanging on the boobs.
The cans.
The cans, the jugs. All right.
Yeah. And I'll say, oh, and I smell urine. I smell... chemicals. I smell. Oh, it's so strong. My head is swimming. I'm smelling tanning liquids, materials, leather. Oh my God, and I feel in my hands wheat. Is this another spirit? Oh my God. It's, and I hear the rustling of herbs, and I hear the corn blowing in the wind. And I'm trying to specifically like call on like everyone's family,
family business.
Family business.
The carafe of water begins to bubble, next to you, and sort of like rise up and then sort of flow back down.
And I'll wave my hand for the next cue, which is. Control flames, because in control flames you can create images in the fire. So the firelight dancing behind us is suddenly looking like figures of dwarves and elves and humanoids and halflings. And I'll throw up my hands and go, ah! The table rattles. We're not alone anymore. And I'll do maybe another insight check to see who I'm going to... I think that actually I'll just target Ruby first. Ruby's about to fall out of her seat right now. And I'll say, you!
Me!
Ruby. I feel a maternal presence. A woman?
older. A mother, perhaps.
My mama?
She's reaching out to you.
I look behind my shoulder. I look behind my shoulder. I don't see anybody there.
I mean, you see audience members, but you don't see anyone else.
I turn back. What is she saying?
She's saying you have the gift. Because I remember hearing that Ruby has magic now.
I have the gift?
The gift. It's her gift. That she sent to you. To lead you forward in your life.
Did she put the dolls in the room?
What?
I love you. Kind of like signal behind me, and I'm like, fuck, okay. And I'm like, dolls. Hoping that maybe a doll shows up in the fire. It's like,
there's like a quick, like, small figure that, yeah, like dances. Like, oh,
yeah,
see, the...
yeah. The doll. Yeah, I see that one. Yeah.
She put the dolls in the room.
Oh, and she's oh no. It's fading. She said what she needed to say. As soon as the questions get specific, I pivot.
I am I'm going to need a real quick con save.
Okay.
From our lovely Madame Belladonna.
Do I have advantage on that? For some reason I feel like I remember it's something about con save, but I might have just had proficiency in it or something.
I think it's probably proficiency.
Okay, cool.
Some things give you advantage if you're concentrating on a spell, you know, like in combat. But
okay, it was a 3.
And give me a quick perception check.
The doll leaves me alone, right? It's just that is a 17 plus 6.
23.
Okay. The last thing you notice.
Oh boy.
Not ever. Don't worry about it. the last thing you notice is a noise behind you in the channeling idol of a light thumping as if something is shaking and slumping. And I'm going to need to talk with Emily in the kitchen real fast. And y'all can theorize for the folks at home or talk in character. As Lady Belladonna's eyes roll back in her head and she starts to shake in her chair.
Oh. She does that while she does it.
Oh, man. She chose the right one. If she's going to talk to someone.
Edgewater certainly doesn't talk because we were told not to interrupt or the spirits will get mad. Yeah, so.
And unfortunately, Samuel doesn't know what's supposed to happen. He's like, man, they really go all out on these.
Yeah, this still seems like a show.
I turn back to Mr. Salt, and I just mouth the doll to him.
There's an equal amount of fear through him that this might be a problem, that something might be happening, and even if not, tomorrow is gonna suck so bad. It's gonna be such a rough afternoon.
And Edgewater is gonna look between them, like, wait, how does Second Lieutenant Salt know about the dolls?
Everybody's in. Well, the whole room is now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we're back.
Everyone having fun at the seance?
Yeah.
Are you alive?
We were all sitting there basically silently, just looking at each other because she told us not to interrupt or the spirits would be mad. So.
Fair enough, yeah.
She stopped shaking.
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
Is she silent?
Frozen?
Oh, shit.
I snap over. My eyes are even bigger than they were before.
And a different color.
And I stare directly into Samuel's eyes and I say, beware the third sons. And then I reach over and I grab your beautiful silver cape and I smack one right on your lips.
And then she slumps down. A couple things, though. You've seen eyes of that color before, and you cannot forget them. And the voice. It was almost as if her vocal cords shifted, because that was the voice of Henry.
I think, ignoring propriety, the Lord Drake stands up, probably not ceremoniously. I would imagine the chair falls after him, and he just marches straight out of the room, and he leaves the ball.
Mm. Was the voice audible to the whole room?
Oh, yeah.
Did I recognize the voice?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go up to Lord Lefroy and say, my lord, you may want to check on your plus one. She seems to be quite rattled. And then I would make your way to your parents right quick. I will meet you at the carriage, and I'll chase after Samuel.
Okay. And Belladonna is back.
And I assume that I am still... I've retained the form of Belladonna.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Your eyes have shifted back to your standard Belladonna mode.
I'm looking around, and do I remember what just happened, or...
Hazily.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yes. You were very much along for the ride.
Oh, yes. The spirits often are unpredictable. And I kind of... settle myself back in my chair, and I try to listen to hear if Nick is in still moving or if he's...
There is no sound from in there. It does seem like the the sudden departure of of Lord Drake has definitely thrown some cold water on this whole thing.
Okay, I'll say my apologies. The seance sometimes takes a direction of its own, and spirits, while they sometimes are willing to be called, some insist on being heard. And I believe that while I hear the voices of many of your loved ones whispering their well wishes and prayers of prosperity and amplifying your loved ones and your families, they are at peace for now, especially, one moment for Emily, because this is a lot of names. Lady Gadwallo, your late love's powerful love for you is, I can feel it in the ether, and... That love was evergreen. Please, I must recover from channeling.
Okay, throw one performance check to bring this in for a landing.
Yes. I'm trying to just wrap it up real quick. Because I think Nick is dead, and also, what the fuck just happened to me? Oh my god. That's a 14.
Okay, it is not your best sort of closing argument, but you do manage to, like, everyone is so shook by what just happened that they're pretty much willing to believe anything.
Yeah. I'm also, for flavor and just to really kind of freak people out extra so that they leave, I'm going to, for a split second, cast invisibility on myself to just make my image kind of flicker like this. Jump scare.
People are exiting the room.
Yeah, okay,
with a fair amount of zip to their step.
I'm gonna try to sit very mystically, however you do that, and look into the flames and kind of wait for people to leave, knowing that probably some people are gonna try and talk to me after the
definitely the Lady Lavinia.
Yes.
Comes up.
Yes, I'm going to clasp her hand in mine and say, Madame, you are truly a patron of the spirits and of Saint Linda herself, and I was hoping to have a more in-depth channeling of your late love. I will gladly offer an individual meeting for you later on when I can recover my spiritual strength.
Oh, this was absolutely beyond expectation, and I would love to have a private session if you could channel dear Aristotle.
Of course, you are too kind. You are too kind, my dear.
But I will let you rest. I will send in some refreshments so you can regain your strength.
Blessings on you. I touch your head or whatever. You know.
too kind.
She's like, oh, okay. All right, I will go see those refreshments. Thank you.
I've discovered that is the number one way to get a royal / titled person to leave you alone is to kind of
touch their face.
Touch them. Yeah.
It really works on a lot of people.
It does, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So you're going to try to catch...
Yeah, I'm going to chase after him.
Okay.
I'll chase after Samuel.
I think he storms out the front door into the evening night, remembers that he actually rode in a carriage tonight and does not have his personal mount, is starting to hyperventilate and like just leans against a pillar, is trying to focus on the cool air, and... is openly weeping right now outside.
I'll approach from behind and, Lord Drake. Are you okay?
Lieutenant? Lieutenant?
I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I take it you heard what I heard.
You recognized it too.
I did.
That makes it better and worse.
At least tackleable.
What's your tactical assessment here, Lieutenant?
We are in unknown territory, possibly surrounded. If you're not busy for the rest of the evening and kind of look back at the ball, you might come to the Seltzer residence. I had not wanted to make your entrance to New Britannia too abrupt, but it seems forces have beaten me to that punch. We might speak tonight.
There's a lot of thoughts going on. When you mention if you're not busy tonight and look back at the ball, I don't think you need an insight check. Like, a different flash of regret crosses Samuel's eyes as he looks back at the ball as well. Mr. Salt, I appreciate that. No, I need to compose myself. This is where I am now, and I need to adapt. I'm going to return to the ball for tonight. Tomorrow.
Very good, my lord.
In the evening, can we please meet?
That would actually work great. I have a doll to see about tomorrow.
How much do I trust Salt?
Only you can say.
Yeah, I know. That's. I think it is actually a bit of a shock. It's. Have you been to the Rylanders?
You know about the dolls as well. No, I have not. Miss Ruby asked me earlier if I could repair a porcelain doll, which, to be truly honest, I don't think that I can. But it seems rude to refuse.
She did put you in an uncomfortable position.
Have you seen the dolls?
Yes.
So they're real. This wasn't the ramblings of a madwoman. Sorry, speaking a bit out of turn, a bit shaken myself.
I appreciate the bluntness. I don't believe so. The dolls are real.
Good. Great.
Are you a craftsman of any sort?
I'd say I'm generally handy, but this seems well beyond my skill.
Understood. Do your best. I happened to visit the estate when a horrible accident. I don't know if you've heard about her father.
I have.
A whole thing. She had called upon me that day. I'd visited to check on her father. He's not doing in the best, but...
I heard coma.
Yes, unfortunately. There's also a damaged door. Now, if Miss Rylander tries to put that on you as well, I am a carpenter.
Oh.
I can assist. But I'm taking up too much time. I do need to return to the ball.
Of course.
I have engagements tonight. And I have something for you as well.
Oh. Well, then I'll see you tomorrow evening, and I think perhaps for both our sakes, I'll have some libations ready for us.
You can keep that for yourself. I prefer to stay sober.
All right. Very good, sir.
Thank you.
Of course. I'll be around if you need me.
You're a good man.
As are you.
One more tier.
And we move back into the ball. That is all a buzz with what happened in there. Because that was bonkers nonsense.
Ruby?
Edgewater.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Was that my mama?
It seemed like it, and it seems that she put the dolls in the room. I,
I suppose she could have done that before she passed away.
We also, I haven't told you.
She did live there.
I tried to cast a spell when I was in the room alone, and I cast it. I tried to send a message with my illusory script, and I said, what? Hey, if anybody's here, can you hear me? Or something like that. And it said, can I hear me? Can I hear me? It was what I could what? Read when I wrote, can you hear me?
It said, can I hear me?
Or when I said, are you there? It said, am I there?
Oh, that's so strange. Kind of like an echo. Why is your mother echoing you?
I don't know. Also, when that happened, when I was looking in the mirror, also my magical hand put itself on my shoulder.
Oh, boy. Put itself?
Yeah, like I didn't control shoulder? It. Like, normally I can tell it what to do, but it just all of a sudden was there. Ruby. Oh, and I found the dolls cradling. One of them was cradling the other one.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. How did they do that?
I don't know.
Ruby, you can't stay there. You must stay with us. It's not safe for you.
But my daddy.
Oh, no, your father. I will stay with you. You can't stay there by yourself.
I have an idea. We should invite Miss Belladonna there, and she can do a seance in the room.
There in the room. Oh, brilliant idea. Yes, we'll pool our money, and we will get Madame Belladonna to come to the room and speak with the dolls.
Amazing. And also, I will say, Mr. Salt's coming over to fix one of the dolls tomorrow. Maybe that's not the best idea, but he's coming over tomorrow to help me with that.
And we should it's not a bad idea. I mean, honestly, the two of us with your father in a coma, we are best friends, everyone knows that, but we probably still shouldn't be alone unchaperoned. So, if Second Lieutenant Salt wanted to be there, that would be a good chaperone. And then perhaps who else could we invite to make it even more safe?
Oh!
Military. We need military presence.
What about Lord Drake?
Lord Drake? Well, that's quite an idea. I wouldn't have thought of that myself. Yes, perhaps I could ask him.
All right. Amazing. I will make sure...
Oh, wait.
What's
I matter? Think he's just had rather a shock as well.
It's okay. I need him to fix the door anyway, so.
Well, in that case, I suppose we must ask him. All right.
Amazing. I'm going to throw a little small seance party. I should probably invite Lord Lefroy, though, so that Second Lieutenant Salt can come. Correct?
I mean, he's coming over as a craftsman, so I think that's fine.
Amazing.
Though, I don't know if he's allowed to leave. Mr. Seltzer? I haven't really thought about that. I suppose Mr. Seltzer could have his parents be his chaperone if he needed to go do things. So, perhaps he does have some freedom. I'm not sure.
I'm going to send the invite anyway.
All right, great.
I know, I'm excited. All right. Enjoy the rest of your night. I hope your dance card is filled with lots of names.
She looks down at the one name that's written twice on the dance card and goes, oh, dear. I'm not even sure I'm going to have these two dances. Well, it was still a lovely night.
It was.
But I'm coming home with you tonight because that is unsafe.
Well, I appreciate it. Also, you drove me here, so I need a ride home anyway.
So, we have Samuel returning to the ball. We have Edgewater sort of breaking from Ruby. Ruby is making her way to...
I'm going to go back to right into Belladonna's room, and I'm just going to say, can I book you for tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were a spirit.
Oh, that was great.
Very active tonight.
I'm going to throw like a small seance party tomorrow if you're available.
Tomorrow. It's shorter notice than I typically require. I'm going to look off and... look uncertain to try and drive up the price.
No,
I feel kind of bad because I feel like I just traumatized someone who was kind of my friend, but I'm still going to try and get my money.
Money's no problem.
Oh, I mean, I don't do it for the money, my dear, but it will make it easier to get there on short notice.
Oh, great. And if you need any help transporting anything, my family does work in transportation, so...
That's why I was hearing carriages, wasn't it?
You're right. I didn't even put that together.
Oh, bless your heart, Ruby. Truly, bless your heart.
And I'm wearing cards with hearts on them.
What?
You said bless your heart.
Oh, yes, indeed. A message from the spirits. They bless this seance plan for tomorrow. I can feel it.
Tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening. I shall be there.
Thank you. Thank you.
You and are so welcome.
I curtsy and a back up and a curtsy again and a back up and a curtsy again and I turn and I leave.
As soon as Ruby is out of the room, you hear a very weak sort of thumping on the inside.
Go over. I'm going to make sure the door is shut and then scurry over and be like, Nick, are you in there?
Ow.
Nick.
Oh,
did you pass out? Are you okay?
I don't think Okai is exactly anywhere near where I am.
Yeah, okay. Let's, yeah, okay. Well, you gotta get out of there, I think.
Yeah.
Can you crawl out the window? Because I don't know how you came in, but I don't think you can go out a normal way. So I'm gonna try and help him, like, slither out of the idol and then kind of tip him out of a window into a bush.
As he gets out of the idol, he is clearly bleeding from one nostril.
Boy. Oh. I don't have anything to help with that, but I'm so sorry. Okay.
What happened? We got deep into the act and then everything got sort of sparkly and my eyes went tunnel vision and then I just blacked out. What happened?
Nick, I know we have a fun kind of ha-ha, hee-hee, fuck you friendship thing. I'm going to ask you a question. I need you to really focus, even though you just absolutely beefed it inside of that idol. Have you ever seen someone actually, like, channel a ghost spirit thing?
No.
Okay, well.
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not. I also don't know. The world's full of mysteries, but.
Make an inside check.
That's a 19.
Oh, he's lying. Hard.
Nicodemus, I swear to God, I am about to freak right now, and if you don't level with me, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry, Nick, if you don't tell me what you're thinking right now, because I know you just lied to me.
All right. I may have temporarily died when I was a little kid.
Oh.
Like, not for long.
Okay.
Like, minute
just
and a half.
Okay, it's just a little one.
Little dead.
Just a little one. Okay. Okay. How did you come back?
Somebody had a little bit of a medicinal ability and kind of plugged up the things that were not supposed to be outside and put them back in.
Yeah.
And every so often, sometimes I get little headaches and things happen.
Wait,
and I may be a bit of a spirit beacon.
Oh my God.
And I figured, well, if it's gonna happen, might as well control the circumstances.
I'm gonna just sit on the ground on my butt and just be like, damn, Nick. I knew you were good at your job, and this has not happened before, right? Like, well, we've been working together. Right?
No, it
hasn't. Because I feel like I would have noticed, because that shit just went off in there.
Definitely, and it usually doesn't pop off unless there's some spirit around that has something important to say. That was, like, usually...
He did.
I mean, honestly, with the fucking nobility, it's very, you know, like, oh, you know, say goodbye to the last time. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Spirits don't give a crap about that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But whatever just happened, it was... It felt bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you are full of surprises. I'm gonna give you a raise, because that was so scary for me, you know? So I'm a little freaked out, so I'm gonna give you a little bit of a raise.
Not gonna argue?
But we're good to keep doing this gig, right? Because we have one tomorrow. Are you gonna be okay?
Oh.
Can you bounce back by tomorrow? Because we're gonna get paid a lot of money for this one.
Do we have any kind of control over the room or anything like that? I mean, I'd rather I can't control this, so it's not like we can, you know, call it up on a short notice.
I'm not gonna ask you to do it. Like, we're just doing regular schmegular scam.
Excellent.
Shit.
I can't
imagine that anything like this would happen again. especially like the next day. That would be crazy.
Fantastic. So I can I'll be there with like incense or something. So
we can do like we don't need the juice for this one. We just regular. Excellent. Yeah, regular Fantastic. Juice for this next one. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Let's I need to drink and a nap.
Yeah, I'm going to just like I'm fish one of the flasks out of my old skirt and be like, "All right, you drink all of this because I think that helps." And then we're going to tip you right out this window, okay? And then we're on the ground floor, so it's fine. And then if you need to take a nap behind the bush, you do you. And then I'll see you tomorrow.
Excellent.
Right? Good. I'll press the digitation so that he at least looks less fucked up. mostly for my sake. I'd be like, you've got this. And thanks, I guess. Because people seem to love it, but except for that one guy who I think will never be the same. But oh shit, I kissed him. Damn it. Oh, that's weird. Okay. Okay.
Oh, you spiritual hussy.
I mean, I didn't. Someone else did.
That's a great excuse.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was right. Okay. Okay. Well, this has been fun. You go do what you gotta do, and I'm gonna, I don't know, get changed in a closet.
Tipped out the window.
Yep. Let's
Fantastic.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, oh god, you're heavy.
Out my face.
There we go. Just get the feet in. Okay. Shut
All
the
right,
door.
He's out.
Woo, what a day.
All right, fantastic. We have Sam. Samuel is back in the ball.
Not really aware how much time has passed. Not sure where I'm needed, but I do want to double check. One thing I would have been looking for at the beginning of the seance, given what Edgewater had told me might happen, was Nathaniel in the room as an audience member?
Mm.
Yes, he was.
Fuck. I think I need to go speak to my brother-in-law.
Mm. He is over by the high test punch.
How many times have I seen him over there?
How many cups has Edgewater seen him have?
Oh,
probably four.
Ooh. Oh, no. Ooh, she's heading over there.
Yeah. Time to get involved.
Well, that was something. How are you doing?
Not well.
I've only had four of these, so I don't think I heard what I heard, right?
I was going to ask, I know it's been a while since you two spoke, if you still recognized.
Okay, so right. That okay. Yeah, that kinda wishing you said I hallucinated that. Honestly, that would have been better. But wow. Okay, how are you doing?
I will live. Do you leave tomorrow, or are you just meeting to discuss the expedition tomorrow?
We're just looking over maps and discussing things. It takes a while to get any kind of large-scale expeditionary force mobilized. So, okay. Lots of reports, lots of maps, lots of planning, and it'll be a process.
You will have a busy day tomorrow. Soon, I think you and I need to talk.
Okay. Right. Well, let's say maybe
give it 2 days after tomorrow?
That would be great.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh, all right. I feel like I should probably cut myself off. All right.
I think that's when Edgewater arrives. Lord Strake, it's...
Wow, that's going to get confusing.
it is a bit... Baron of Dayton?
Yes, Miss Clarence, yes.
I don't know if you know this. It does happen. It's quite common, actually. You are on your fourth glass of punch, and I just wanted to let you know that you're past the two limit before others notice.
I appreciate you looking out for my reputation. I am cutting myself off.
Quite a wise man.
Well, I'll leave you to talk. It's been a long night.
Have a good night.
Miss Clarence.
Baron of Dayton?
And he turns and exits.
Lord Drake, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I've never been to a seance before. I didn't expect it to be quite like that. I understand if you need the night.
That's very kind of you. Miss Clarence, is it okay if I speak frankly with you?
Of course.
My husband was a partnership I did not see coming. It was brief, but it was beautiful. And it seemed as quickly as it came, it left. And I think that was the hardest thing to deal with these past few months. It took a lot to come to grips with that, and to come with grips that my life has been full of constant change. And I think I'm realizing whatever that was just now, it was a heartfelt goodbye. And much like I took a chance on Henry, I'd like to continue taking chances here. So if you would not mind entertaining a widow tonight, I would still at least like one dance with you.
I would be more than happy to.
And Samuel and Edgewater take the floor for at least one of their dances, if not two, depending on Edgewater's mood.
My mood?
It will be your prerogative.
Oh, okay, great. Two it is.
But only two.
Only two.
Only two.
The major comes over after your two dances, and simply says,
"It was a pleasure, Miss Clarence. I hope to see you again at future functions."
And gives you a fairly deep bow. And then turns and exits.
And she will curtsy without saying anything.
Fantastic. With all of the buzz going around, it doesn't take long for the last member of the seance crowd to be checked in on.
Miss Rhinelander, that sounds like things got a bit intense in there.
Oh, yeah. It was all right. It was just a little spooky is all. I'm doing okay though. I'm truthfully doing okay.
Can I get you anything to help calm your nerves? Do you need to sit down?
I'd much rather like a dance, actually. I need to shake this off.
Your wish is my command.
And Reuben takes you to the floor.
And I, as I do with all the tall folk I dance with, I ask for uppies.
Mm-hmm. And he picks you up.
Amazing. And we dance.
It is a longer song. The night seems to be winding down. It's getting late, and with all the excitement of the seance, things are things seem to have hit their climax maybe a little earlier than planned. And so people are like sort of slowly fading out. They don't necessarily... It's slightly earlier than normal. So some people, just by the very nature of protocol, are going to stay until it feels right by the clock. As Reuben leads you off the floor, you notice his eyes sort of trail off and he focuses elsewhere. And you notice a gentleman in uniform sort of give him a quick head nod and turn on his immaculate boots and walk out.
Do I recognize that man?
You don't recognize the man.
The boots, though.
You recognize those boots. They are immaculate.
All right.
Well, Miss Rhinelander, I think I should probably call it a night. But I hope we can have I won't say less exciting, but maybe a more controlled night in the future. And he extends an arm to take your hand.
I will reciprocate.
And he, because you're in public, he will do a more proper kiss on the hand. As he is withdrawing his arm, you notice in his sort of extensive tattoo decorations kind of a bizarre symbol. It looks like a singular sun that is surrounded by three sort of wedge-shaped pieces of suns, as if it is like blown out from it.
All right.
Oh.
And he turns and exits.
We'll be in touch soon.
Oh, you can count on it. Thus ends the ball, and thus ends the episode. I would love to say we're going to pick up in the morning, but at least one of you has a new little piece of information that you're going to learn when you get home.
Oh.
But we'll worry about that next episode. Until then, thanks for joining us, and we hope you listen again next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Will Samuel's newfound brother-in-law prove to be as brotherly as he appears? Is Salt considering a side hustle as a handyman? Will Ruby finally remember to check on her father's blood tests? After the kiss, is Edgewater going to challenge Belladonna to a duel? Will Belladonna's next seance be free of spiritual intervention? Who are the third sons? Will we get any answers at all on the next episode of Scandals and Scavengers? Thank you for listening to Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance with Daniel Began as Ruby Grace Rhinelander, Mats the Last as Lord Samuel Drake, Johnny McElerney as Second Lieutenant Immortan Salt, Emily Carmen Weldon as Mary Smith, Beau Powell as Edgewater Clarence, and Evan Kelly as the Game Master. Produced by Evan Kelly, Trope Warden Beau Powell.
Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, consider supporting us on Patreon, where we release episodes early and you'll get access to our post-show cast discussions, Twisted Talks, our Discord community, and more.